the indwelling presence, the work of the Holy Spirit, the minister of the interior in our lives, who is the indwelling presence of God. Some Christians seem to live their lives blissfully unaware of his presence, of the change of government that took place the moment they believed, of his desire to take over the direction of their lives for the better. There is another king. Unless we are aware of his occupation of us from the moment we believe, we will never knowingly or willingly seek to cooperate with what he's endeavouring to do in us. Life can get a little complicated, not to mention painful, if we are continually striving against the divine will and ignorant of what's happening. There is a divine confrontation taking place, two wills at work. Philippians 2:13 tells us, "For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do, for his good pleasure." Two wills. This results in a divine confrontation, sooner or later. If that describes you and you haven't hitherto understood what's going on, listen up. You have to settle it at the front end. God is good and he's not going to leave you alone. You are far too precious for him to do that. As someone has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you," becomes more of a threat than a promise. He won't leave you alone because God always plans with eternity in mind. Romans 8:29 tells us, "For he knew all about us before we were born, and he destined us from the beginning to share the likeness of his Son." God decided that before he created anything, he would have a people for himself who would resemble his beloved Son, who would love him of their own free will and be a suitable companion eternally for him. That, beloved, is the top and bottom of your journey. You are being conformed to the image of Jesus, one way or the other, in order that you might be a fit companion to reign and rule with him for eternity. You're being conformed. And by that, I mean you're either coming the hard way or the easy way. You're either rolling over with your paws in the air like the dog who takes a submissive posture before a bigger one than himself, or you're on your hind legs fighting God at every turn. I hide into nothing, that last one. I have seen people wrestle with God for many, many years. And guess what? He outwits, outweights, and out-wrestles them every single time. 30 years, some of them, before he can take them on to the next step. Jacob wrestled with God. He ended up with a limp for life as a reminder. Looking at you this morning as you walk away, Do I detect a limp? Are you limping, beloved? If you aren't yet, I sense that you may very soon be doing so.